Hey, we're going to continue the hour now by turning our attention again to the thing that everyone is talking about locally, statewide, and on the national level. And that's continued fallout from last Friday's Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade and sending the abortion debate into a whole new untested waters, also sending the election cycle into whole new untested waters as well. We every couple of weeks speak with Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling, and every couple of weeks we have a conversation about where things stand. And very much for the last few months, the narrative for the upcoming midterm has been very similar from week to week, but this might have changed things according to some new data that are coming in. Joined by Tom Jensen, the director of public policy polling, on the phone right now. publicpolicypolling.com, their website, and at PPP Polls on Twitter if you want more news and analysis. Tom, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Hey, Aaron. Good to be with you.
So what are the numbers that we have so far on how this decision by the Supreme Court is shifting or not shifting public opinion heading into the election?
Well, we certainly know at the national level that this decision is extremely unpopular. There was a recent USA Today poll that found only 28% of voters in the country support overturning Roe versus Wade. 61% of voters are opposed to that. And, you know, we've talked so much over the last 2 years about how polarized the country is, that you basically see Democrats all line up in one place and Republicans all line up in another place. And because of that, it's rare to see a really contentious issue that people support or oppose by more than about 10 points in one direction or another. And this is something where there's so many Republicans who are unhappy with it, in addition to Democrats being universally unhappy with it, that you get a 33-point margin against the Supreme Court decision that was made. So this is one of those rare issues that actually really does, even though Democrats are against the decision and Republicans are for it, there's a lot of Republicans who disagree with the majority of their party on the issue, and that turns this into something where you kind of have a supermajority unhappy with the Supreme Court.
Most of the polls that we've seen about the upcoming November election have shown Republicans with a pretty sizable advantage. Does this change that at all? Do we know?
I think that it definitely has the potential to change that. And I'll sort of walk through a case study of a specific congressional district that we polled after the decision. Pennsylvania's first congressional district is in the Philadelphia suburbs. And the Republican congressman incumbent Brian Fitzpatrick won there by 13 points in 2020. And we did a poll after the decision came out that found that for reelection, he's only up by 7 points. And that's notable in and of itself, because we basically haven't been finding Democrats doing better anywhere in 2022 than they did in 2020. Basically, everything we've polled for the last 6 months, Democrats have been doing worse than they did the last time around. So even though being down by 7 in this district doesn't sound great, when you think about the fact that it's 6 points better than how Democrats did their last time around, that's pretty notable, because that's not something we've been seeing. But then I think what really was remarkable to me in this poll is it's common in polling to do something called informed ballot polling, which is you ask people who they're going to vote for, and then you walk through some issues and sort of talk about where the different candidates stand on different issues. And then you ask people again who they would vote for if the election was today, because you want to get a sense with polling, not just of where things are right now, but where things could be with effective messaging. So we walked people through the fact that the Republican incumbent Brian Fitzpatrick wants to restrict abortion even if the woman's life is in danger, wants to restrict abortion even in most cases of rape and incest. So just some basic stuff about his record on this issue. And then we asked people again who they would vote for. He went from being up by 7 against his Democratic opponent to being down by 10, a 17-point shift just because of his position on abortion in this political climate where abortion is such a high-profile issue. So I think that shows that, you know, it's 4 months to the election and a lot could happen. It definitely shows some potential for this to be an issue that really sort of upends the direction that we thought things were going in.
Is there any analog for this, like any previous election cycle where like one thing happens and it's a big shift?
The closest comparison, and it's really not on the same level, but one thing that helped some Republican senators get bailed out in 2018 was when the Brett Kavanaugh vacancy came open. That sort of got Republicans who were kind of depressed in the wake of everything that was going on during the Trump presidency, that sort of got them back on the same page. And I think we're seeing some of that here, too, where Democrats really, frankly, just haven't had very much energy this year. They haven't had a lot of accomplishments to be happy about. And without Trump in the picture, there just hasn't sort of been the same level of fear of the other side that there was last time around. And I think what we're seeing now that's really significant is that Democrats are getting reengaged, are getting fired up again the way that they were in 2018 and 2020 when things went pretty well for them. And then you combine Democrats being so fired up now when they haven't been the rest of the cycle with this being something that maybe galvanizes some moderate independents, moderate Republicans to vote Democratic when, as we've discussed before, usually those kind of people just vote against whatever party's in power. But this decision may have the effect of reminding some of those people in the middle that they don't like it when Republicans are in power, that this is the kind of thing that happens when Republicans are in power, and maybe they need to vote Democratic for a third cycle in a row to keep more of this kind of thing from occurring.
Speaking with Tom Jensen, public policy polling, we're still several months out from the actual election, and you know, we've often seen it happen where a big thing will happen and it'll cause a shift in public opinion, and then a couple of weeks or a couple of months later that ends up diminishing and things kind of revert to the norm. We see that with State of the Union addresses every single time, or when the new president is inaugurated, like you get that burst of support and then it dissipates over a period of time. What would it take for this to continue to galvanize voters and move them and change their minds and get them active in November as opposed to just in June and July?
Well, I think it's definitely something where Democrats need to kind of keep the outrage going and not let this get out of the news cycle. I think something that was really remarkable in recent North Carolina politics is that in 2016, when HB2 came down, it was the headline story in the state basically every day for 6 weeks. And it ended up having, I think, a real impact on Pat McCrory's reelection chances because it was something that was just so drummed into voters over such a long period of time. And I think Democrats nationally need things to sort of play out the same way with this abortion decision where, you know, our country in recent years has had a very short attention span with news. And we've seen this with sort of the reaction to all the shootings that have happened is that, you know, everybody gets really upset and worked up about the shootings for a week or something, and then we move on to something else, and it just totally gets forgotten, and it sort of isn't sustained as something that is really an issue that voters are going to move on. So I think that is the key for Democrats is messaging and communications and just making sure that voters are not allowed to forget that this has happened, because in a cycle that was heading towards a very, very bad outcome for Democrats, and will probably still be a bad cycle for Democrats, this at least has thrown Democrats a little bit of a lifeline as something that maybe can help them mitigate some of the damage. Maybe they still lose the House, but they lose 25 seats instead of 45 seats and that sort of thing.
PublicPolicyPolling.com is the website. Go there, find out more information. You can also find Public Policy Polling on Twitter at PPP Polls. There you can get a link to that Pennsylvania survey that Tom was mentioning a few minutes ago and more details and numbers there. Tom Jensen, as always, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.